Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Well, for decades, California's abalone population has been decimated by a deadly pathogen that causes what researchers describe as withering syndrome. But the tides could be turning with abalone finding an unlikely ally in a virus.
For more, we're joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Dr. Kristen Aquilino, director of the White Abalone Captive Breeding Program at UC Davis's Bodega Marine Laboratory. And Doctor, we appreciate your time. What is withering syndrome and how has it impacted California's abalone?
Withering syndrome is a really interesting disease because it's temperature dependent. So it's actually caused by a bacterium that affects the gut of the abalone. And it can be apparently asymptomatic in cold water. But when the water warms, the bacteria proliferates and the abalone stop eating. Instead, they digest their foot muscle and wither away and fall off the rock and die.
All right. So how did you and your colleagues first find out about this virus? And by the way, there are many different type of abalone up and down the coast, if I understand. But how did you find out this is affecting them?
Yes, there are seven species of abalone here in California, and researchers in the 1980s studying the species black abalone in the Channel Islands noticed that many of them were disappearing. They were withering. They were falling off the rock. And years later, it took a long time to understand why that was happening, but a number of scientists, particularly the California Department of Fish and Wildlife, determined that this bacterium was causing the disease. And that it wasn't just present in this black abalone, it was also present in many of other abalone species along the California coast and was moving up the California coast. So it was not only a problem in the wild, but started to become a challenge for a lot of aquaculture operations in California as well.
It sounds like this is a problem compounded by climate change, because as the ocean heats up and perhaps acidifies a bit, this will only make the situation worse, no?
Potentially, especially for this temperature-dependent disease. You know, we hear a lot about COVID being worse for people with underlying conditions. You can imagine that piling on stressors for a species might make certain triggers, certain diseases worse. But there are also natural temperature anomalies in the ocean, such as El Nino events, that this disease can be triggered by.
So moving forward, how do you deploy the benefits of this virus on a wide scale to help all the abalone?
So this really is a classic case of the enemy of my enemy is my friend. This virus, this bacteriophage that scientists recently discovered in the past 15 years, is basically attacking the bacterium that causes the disease. And now we see this virus present in all of the abalone that have the bacterium, and it's conferring resistance to disease in these animals. So in 2013 through 2015, when we had really warm water on the California coast and we had an El Nino event that followed that, normally our aquaculture farms would see devastating results from this disease, buckets of abalone, dead abalone being taken out of their farms, and they didn't see an impact. We attribute that to this virus, this phage.
Well, Doctor, we appreciate your time here this Sunday evening. Fascinating subject. That was Dr. Kristen Aquilino, director of the White Abalone Captive Breeding Program at UC Davis.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.